So, I don't know how many of you know this, but I got a new toy last night. I got a wand, and I've never had a wand, and I wanted to do an audio playing with it for the second time. So, here we go, I guess. So for the people who did know that I got it, I got a couple of requests for playing with it, and I had a free day today, so I figured, why not? And I was thinking about it all day, and it was the first thing that I wanted to do when I came home, and I just got home from class, so that's what I'm doing. I'm so sorry if I sound super awkward, but I've never done a ramble masturbation audio before, but there's totally a first time for everything. So, I'm laying here, alone, in my room, with only my bra and panties on, and I want to slide my panties down, but I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm just going to turn this on, and it's a little louder than I thought it would be. But this is like the lowest, dullest setting. And I'm just brushing it over my body, over one nipple to the next. I don't want to go straight into it because then there'd be no substance for this audio. There'd be none. And where's the fun in that? So. I've been wanting to do a ramble pop for a while, but I think I've become a little codependent on using scripts or instructions or all of that. So it was honestly, like, really, really intimidating. Like a really intimidating, like, experience that I could just expose myself to, but I don't know. Like, it wouldn't hurt, I guess. I still haven't touched my clit yet. I really, really want to. I really want to. Just grazing it down the inside of my thighs, grazing it really close. So I played with this. And I'll link it, or whatever. I'll link it. I played with it last night, and I squirted for the first time using it, and God, it was It was really amazing. It was really good. I want to know if I can do it again. As I just glided over my panties. I rubbed my clit a little bit. A lot. I wonder how many times I can come using this. Or how many times I will come using this. One thing about using something that vibrates is that you never know when you're gonna come. I mean, like there's not much of a build up, because I'm sure there's a lot of guys listening. I mean, I hope there's a lot of guys listening to this. And vibrators, they're tricky. Like when you when you use like a vaginal toy, or when you use something just that goes in and out and in and out and in and out, you kind of feel yourself warm up, and you kind of feel yourself getting there. And with this, it's just constant. Just constant. It's just constant stimulation, and you don't know when you're gonna get there. So it's kind of just a little Russian roulette with the toy. And this is just on the low setting too. This isn't even how high it can go. I feel like I could just get so close. See if I can turn it up, and if I can. I'm trying so hard not to come. I'm trying to see how long I can go without coming, and I don't know how long I can do it. all the way. I'm not even torturing myself that much. I don't know. Fuck, this is so much. I can just feel the vibrations just go up my thigh, and I can feel it in my stomach, and I can just feel it all over my lower body, and I just I don't wanna get super codependent on it. Because if I get super codependent on it, oh fuck. I'll get really desensitized. I don't wanna get desensitized because it feels so good. It feels so good. Oh fuck, I'll just turn it up. Just turn it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I didn't get any off the towel. I forgot I was recording. Shit. The human body's crazy, isn't it? Fuck. Yeah, this isn't like a collar or anything. This is like a necklace with like a weird bell on it that I got from some hippie store. I don't know if it means anything, but it's fun to wear. Fuck. I should do this more often. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't move my legs. Okay. Thank you for thank you for joining me on this little wonderful little experiment with my new toy. I had a lot of fun. I hope everyone has a good day, because I know I did.